This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner.
Would you like another cod?
I would like another.
The chicken sambal? Absolutely.
Beginning this semester, every few weeks, a bistro pops up on Main Street in the planned community of Lakewood Ranch. It's the Bull's Bistro, located in the University of South Florida, Sarasota Manatee Culinary Innovation Lab. Pat Morio is the dean of the USF Sarasota Manatee College of Hospitality and Tourism Leadership. He helped create the Bull's Bistro concept, making it a part of the program's restaurant management course.
So this is one of their last things they do now, serving the public. They have to do all the planning of the menus. They have to do all the ordering of the food. The chefs, of course, help them produce the food. And they have to make money on this.
Chef Joe Askren directs the lab. He says that running the operation as a bistro instead of a restaurant allows them to create an ever-changing menu of 3 to 4 bite-sized tapas items, usually based on a theme.
We never do the same menu twice, so that's kind of fun. Not only do the students have fun with it, you know, the chefs do too, of course. And we think it's a darn good value. It's a $20 ticket, and the guests are going to be able to taste 3 different items.
At the bistro we attended, Chef Gary Culpitz, the lab's culinary services manager, built a menu featuring a trio of Mediterranean dishes, paired with 2 glasses of wine or 2 beers, including some brewed by faculty and students.
The white for sure.
In one kitchen, underneath a pair of large monitors showing his handiwork come together across a large cooktop, Institute chef Rav Avila assembled carne asada tacos.
We have a lemon cream cheese made in-house by Chef Gary. The Asian batonnet slaw with various vegetables, carrots, celery, and then the carne asada, which was marinated with lime, cumin, salt, pepper. Then it gets hit with the radishes, lemon, and it's good to go.
Would you like to do that? Or?
Sure, okay. That would be wonderful.
Let me get the bulgur, we'll get the slaw.
In the Tuscan-style kitchen across the lab, 2 other recipes were coming together. Graduate assistant Angud Dang was making sambal chicken, a Malaysian dish marinated over 24 hours in a combination of fish sauce, soy sauce, vinegar, and a lot of spices.
Star anise seed, some cardamom, some black pepper, and some mace in it.
Dang, who was a chef in India for 7 years, says he likes sharing tastes from his native land with Americans, but with a slight modification.
All I've changed in my food is I've reduced the spice level, but that doesn't mean I don't use all the spices, you know. I use a lot of whole spices, but the heat, I've reduced it.
At the station next to Dang, restaurant management senior Lewis Meyer was working on New England North Atlantic cod, baked on a wilted bed of arugula and watercress that was seared with pork belly. It was complemented by yellow squash and scallion relish.
And then for a little bit of pop, we've got some fresh sliced cucumber, a little slice of radish, and then to top all of that off, just a little bit of not-so-spicy, spicy sauce.
Now, do we need a fork or anything?
Yep, I've got some forks for you right here.
As part of the bistro experience, aspiring chefs like Meyer talk directly to customers, sharing the stories behind the dishes.
I get the skills of learning how to describe and making sure I know how to advertise the plate in a way that's going to be the most appealing, and at the same time see who I'm giving into it and make a little bit of a connection.
What is the Toscana?
It's a red wine from Italy.
In the bar area, hospitality management senior Rachel Dixon poured a variety of wines. Even though she's worked in a number of restaurants since she was a teenager, she says the hands-on experience the bistro provides is vital for students like herself.
Most of the time in restaurants and hotels, they want to hire somebody that has some general knowledge of what goes on front of the house and back of the house. So this is definitely essential for making a career in the restaurant or hotel industry.
The biggest lessons she's learned in the program?
You can't please everyone. And do the best that you can.
And from a business angle, Chef Joe Askren says the response to the Bull's Bistro has been incredible.
So for the very first one we did, we had 2 weeks to promote it. I would have been happy with 10, 12 people. We ended up doing about 4 times that. We ended up doing 40 people on the first night, and we still have a few more tickets available for the rest of the events this semester, but we're selling out quick.
There's 3 more bistros set for this year with plans to hold them on a bi-weekly basis in the spring semester. For information about upcoming events, visit our webpage, WUSFnews.org. You can also get an inside look at the chefs and students in action on University Beat on WUSF-TV, Sunday, October 30th at 6 p.m. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.